What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And where are you now?
Phil, I'm driving along the Hollywood Freeway right now, and, you know, as the sun goes down over the city, it really is gorgeous. I'm looking at the Capitol Records building, which is just to the east of where we would want to put this.
Now, you're talking about a statue at the corner of Hollywood and Highland, and for people listening across the country, I'm talking with Margaret Gracie. She's a columnist for about 150 newspapers across the country. This is a statue that would be a landmark for Hollywood, right?
Well, Hollywood is really badly in need of a landmark, Phil. The Hollywood sign is in disrepair. The Capitol Records building, again, is fairly antiquated. I think our idea, in association with the American Film Institute, if they accept our idea, we are going to make our presentation on Friday, and the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, for the people who come to Los Angeles, to come to Hollywood to see this. And we're hoping to make this presentation. The statue, though, Phil, will be something that you can see from the freeways, from the adjoining areas.
So is this like a statue of Oscar or...
Well, here is where there might be some controversy, but I think this is a fun idea. The statue will be of the movie star. The statue will represent what Hollywood represents, and that is the movie star. That's why people come here. That's why we have tourists. And the idea, and there's a little bit of controversy, but I think it's a lot of fun. The idea is for this statue to be of Tom Cruise. He would be the model for this statue. Now, why? He is colorful. He's bigger than life. He is the very embodiment of movie star. He's the modern day movie star, if you will. The plan is to have the structure be a concrete base.
Tom Cruise, though, would model for this, or?
Well, we would get his permission, but Mr. Cruise, as you know, Phil, it's very controversial. He is religiously inclined. Whether you think Scientology is a religion or whether you think of it as a philosophy, I don't think it really matters. But I think that Mr. Cruise having a spiritual belief system. We want the statue to be a combination of bronze and marble, but really at the very center of this is the idea that if we can, and I don't see how we would not, to get tax-exempt status for this, so that when people make donations, when they buy postcards with the picture of this statue of Tom Cruise, when they buy souvenirs, and this would be an area where people would have lunch or people would walk and have their pictures taken, that we do have tax-exempt status.
And why would you have tax-exempt status? I mean, you're mentioning Tom Cruise being involved in Scientology, but this isn't a Scientology project.
Oh, no, not at all, no. What this is an homage, a tribute to the national religion. Look, there are some people that believe in God, there are some that don't. Some are Christians, some are not. What we all recognize, though, as being our love are movies. And why do we call them movie idols? What is an idol? An idol is a deity. It is a being that we look up to. We believe that this statue can have tax-exempt status based upon the separation of church and state. Now, Phil, before you say anything...
Oh, brother, come on. A statue of...
No, before you say anything, hold on. First of all, what is not legitimate about that? If you worship Jesus, good for you. If you worship Jehovah, good for you. If you are a Muslim, good for you. And if you're a Buddhist, good for you. But what if I'm not any of those? What if I believe that the national religion and national obsession is my spiritual core? If I have a 3.5-story high statue of Tom Cruise at the corner of Hollywood and Highland, how do you deny that on some level that is a religious statement?
Well, what makes it religious is what I'm asking you, because Tom Cruise, this has got nothing to do with Tom Cruise, does it? I mean...
No, not personally, no. It has more to do with his symbol, him symbolizing religion.
He symbolizes...
I mean symbolizing movies as the national religion, I should say.
All right, okay, so you want tax-exempt status for a statue of Tom Cruise because you believe that this statue would be a religious symbol.
Yes. Now, I want to clarify. I know that people are very, very close to their religion. This is not denigrating anyone's religion. We're simply asking for what the Christian churches already have, and that is to be able to erect this statue 3.5 stories high, Phil, is pretty big, and to claim tax-exempt status so that the money we make is tax-free. Because it...
Well, do you have religious services? This is ridiculous. I mean, you're not going to worship...
No, Phil, not at all, no. The religion is already in place, and that is, we love Phil. The only thing that we would ask is when people walk by, and this is a photo opportunity, is that they bend or they bow respectfully and walk on. But what we're really saying is...
You want people to bow to the statue of Tom Cruise. You know what? This is beginning to sound like a joke. You don't...
No, you know what? I can see where you think it is, but... Keep an open mind is all I'm asking.
No, nobody's going to walk by a statue of Tom Cruise and bow and keep walking. It's
keep an open mind, Phil. Hold on. Do we not live in a democratic society?
Yeah.
Am I not entitled to my opinion?
Yes, of course you are. I'm just saying that the idea of a statue 3.5 stories high of Tom Cruise...
The sheer height of it, I think, makes it relevant. If it was simply a statue like any statue in front of a building, you're not going to get any real serious consideration from the government. But when I say to the federal government through our application, we have a 3.5 story high statue of Tom Cruise, we want tax exempt status as a religious symbol, how do they say no to that? I really want to know. How do they say no?
Well, you'd have to explain to them why you need tax-exempt status as a religion. You're going to tell them that that movies is the national religion?
That there are those of us who look to the movie star as what he or she is described as, and a movie idol. Idol. I-D-O-L. What does that mean? An entity worth worshiping.
All right, Margaret Gray joins us here on the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. A statue at the corner of Hollywood and Highland in Hollywood, California, planned 3.5 stories high of bronze, concrete, and marble, and some gold leafing, a statue of Tom Cruise that she and her other sponsors, the other people involved in this project, want tax-exempt status for. In other words, the money that they raise, whether it be from donations, postcards, trinkets, souvenirs, would be tax-exempt because of the separation of church and state.
Yes. And Phil, let me say this. You know, when I'm on your program...
Did I give the number? I want to give it one more time. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, if I didn't give it. Go ahead.
I'm on your program tonight to give people a heads up, really, to give them... to tell them... with out of respect to people, what it is we plan on doing. This isn't really something that you debate because it's religious. How do you debate religion? If I say to you, a statue to Tom Cruise is a religious symbol, are you going to tell me I'm wrong?
Yeah, I could,
Well, who are you to say that? Who are you or anyone to say that a statue... Look, as I said, if it was a regular statue, this is 3.5 stories high. This will be as big as anything any of the ancient druids, any of the ancient shamans of Egypt created for their gods. And I just don't see the point in debating.
Well, look, if you're going to take up space and you're going to ask people to bow.
Well, do you not, are you respectful when you go into people's churches?
I haven't been in a church in so well. I've been to Catholic church, but
are you respectful though when you go into their churches?
Yes.
Then why wouldn't you be respectful when people come to Hollywood and they walk by a symbol of what we think is important? Why wouldn't they have respect?
You're asking people to bow to a statue of Tom Cruise. He does not traditionally fit the image of.
I don't care what he traditionally fits. This doesn't have anything to do with other people. This has to do with our national religion. Film and the film star.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tax-exempt status for a statue of Tom Cruise. to be going up at the corner of Hollywood and Highland, 3.5 stories high of marble, bronze, and gold leafing. And it would be tax exempt because it is a religious symbol. And the federal government will just have to, you know, to use a crude term, will just have to suck on that one. Anyone that walks by the statue of Tom Cruise would be required to bow. Why? Because we have respect for other people's religions. All right, 1-800-449-8686. You know, there's a point where these people who, you know, that Universal Life Church, all that jazz, at what point does it stop being a religion and it's just suddenly another way to make bread? 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray is on with us, and we'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Very well, you will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I don't know, what do you mean it's not up for discussion?
Well, Phil, it's not up for discussion any more than it would be up for discussion if you said to me, I want to build a Catholic church, and you're going to build a Catholic church at the corner of such and such a street. What am I going to say?
Well, you're asking people who walk by to bow, and
would you not be respectful if you walked into a Jewish temple, or if you walked into a Muslim mosque, or if you walked into a Protestant church?
Yes, I would be respectful. But
well, then it's not really up for discussion. We're putting up a statue of Tom Cruise not because we worship Tom Cruise, but because that is the religion that we choose. You see, I didn't check with you to find out if it was all right with you.
But you're asking me to walk by on a public thoroughfare. That is a public thoroughfare.
When you walk within the square is what I'm talking about. This is all going to be property that we will purchase from the city. Construction to begin in late August. Now, the square itself will not be more than probably a quarter of an acre. When you are within that square, though, you bow. And it's not really a question of whether you think it's right, you're going to do it. And the reason why we're on the program tonight to talk about this is because we're excited about it, and we thought that the people would be as well. But
well, I look at a 3.5-story-high statue of Tom Cruise is one thing. To tell me I got to bow down to it...
When you are on church property is all I'm saying.
Where is this going to be again?
At the corner of Hollywood and Highland.
All right, Hollywood and Highland, about a quarter of an acre.
A quarter of an acre there in an area just adjacent to the mall, yes.
And you will get tax-exempt status from the U.S. government so that the money you raise from postcards and trinkets, you will not be taxed.
That is correct, yes. Not if, will. I'm not, you're asked. See, I misunderstood.
Well, I thought you were trying to get my opinion about it.
No, what I'm doing is I'm sharing the news.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Randy. Randy, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm glad you put me on. With all due respect, young lady, I think this is the most ridiculous statement that I've heard of in a long time.
What religion are you? Hello, does the man,
yes.
Can he hear? What religion are you?
I'm a Christian, man.
All right. Am I knocking your religion?
It's not a matter of mocking anyone.
Yes,
religion.
You are. You're knocking...
Well, you're asking people to accept Tom Cruise's statue as some kind of a...
It's not God. I'm not saying he's God. I'm saying it's a symbol of a belief system.
Let me ask you this. What if I wanted to erect a statue of Tupac Shakur?
And you got permission and it was designated as a tax-exempt religious symbol? Who am I to get upset about it?
Ma'am, that is absolutely... ludicrous.
Well, you can say that all you want, but you still haven't told me why. And I suspect it's because it's unusual. But I would submit to you that a very large symbol of a man hammered up on two pieces of wood is about as bizarre a thing as I've ever heard.
Now, there you are knocking people's religion.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, I am not. I'm just saying, he said that the Tom Cruise symbol is ridiculous.
Look, the Christian religion is a 2,000-year-old religion.
It's got nothing to do with age. It has to do with whether or not I believe...
And Tom Cruise is a 45-year-old man.
I understand. I'm not worshiping Tom Cruise. It
that
is a
seems
symbol.
Like that to me.
Well, it may seem that way to you because you don't understand it.
I really don't.
So, all right, the Tom Cruise is a symbol... of a national devotion to film, which you give religious import to.
Correct.
All right. Now you want to get tax-exempt status from the government so that the money you raise from the photographing of, et cetera, of that statue is tax-exempt.
That is correct, yes.
All right. Now you're asking me, when I walk in front of it, to what do you mean bow?
The Oriental, the Asian bow, which is a very quick bow from the waist. It's not some elaborate bow. See, this gentleman's laughing. But would he think it's funny if I laughed at him when I saw him singing hymns in his church and getting his head dunked in a tub of water?
The good thing about it, though, the good thing about it is you're in America. If you were in Afghanistan.
Look, what is your name again? What is your name, Randy?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, when did you stop doing the voice of Prick Draw McGraw?
Was that
all right? What are you, some kind of a smartass?
No, I'm just asking him. Weren't you Prick Draw McGraw?
Draw McGraw?
Yeah. Well, I just think I'm going. You know.
All right.
I am trying to remain as civil as I can.
I understand that, darling. You just sound a lot like Prick Draw McGraw.
In. All right. I just wanted to call in.
Randy, you're very respectful, and I appreciate that. And I think the man is trying to be as nice as he can, asking you about a ridiculous idea.
Absolutely.
See, there you go again.
The most ridiculous idea anyone has ever come across the airwaves and made mention of in the history of radio. You are ridiculous. Your idea is ridiculous.
Who's the guy that said
hang up the phone.
Who's the guy that said exit, stage right?
You're absurd.
Oh, if I'm absurd, then I can knock your religion and say it's absurd. But I'm not going to do
that.
It's
not a religion, man.
I'm not going to do that.
Direction of Tom Cruise? How can you fix your mouth to say that?
I am not saying Tom Cruise is God.
We get it. He's a symbol of a national obsession for movies. I get that. But to ask me to bow...
Well, then you can stay off of
make a statue of Bill Clinton, for God's sake.
Oh, look at Quick Draw trying to do shtick.
Yeah.
You know...
All right.
Hey,
Randy, thank you. Thank you very much, sir. You knocked that man for no reason at all.
No, Phil, what he's doing is he refuses to understand what is the primary point here. And the primary point is this. I am not asking anyone to do anything they don't want to do. We've got a quarter of an acre of property that we are going to build a 3.5-high-story statue of Tom Cruise on. When you walk onto anywhere, which we would call the mosaic, and that is the tiled area around the statue. Yes, that is sanctified, if you will. And I know it sounds a little extreme.
Sanctified? You mean...
Just hear me out.
Sanctified.
Hear me out. When you walk in the tiled, sanctified area, yes, you bow. And you move on.
If I'm not in that tiled area, I don't have to bow.
No, not at all. But nonetheless... It is a, quote, religious symbol, and therefore is tax-exempt. Whether you like it, whether Quick Draw there likes it or not.
Why do you keep calling the man that? You know, because the guy's got a southern accent, and because he actually had a very sensible point of view, which is, this seems absurd.
I understand it seems absurd. I started off my interview with you by saying that. And then you put on these guys that were doing Hanna-Barbera cartoons, and, you know, I just think that this whole thing... Why should I take you seriously? Why should I?
You can take me seriously because that gentleman had a real serious thought. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. On the line with me is Margaret Gray, who is talking about a planned statue to be built in late August at the corner of Highland and Hollywood, which is a statue of Tom Cruise, 3.5 stories high. It will be on a quarter of an acre of tiled space, which will be part of a tax-exempt area for religious purposes. And that means when you walk onto that tiled area, you have to bow from the waist. And also, it's tax-exempt. Now, that's the part. See, everybody's starting a religion these days because you don't have to pay taxes. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, go ahead. We have a gentleman by the name of Onda Santa Maria. Is he part of your organization?
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing very well this evening.
And, sir, you are part of this organization that wants to put the statue of Tom Cruise there at Hollywood and Highland. Is this a bona fide religion?
Well, it is as bona fide a religion, I think, as any religion we have in America today. But please understand that we are not proselytizing. We're not looking for people to be members of their religion. We are simply giving Hollywood a landmark that we felt it needed for a long time.
But sir, the statue of Tom Cruise is going to go in a quarter-acre tiled area, and you're going to ask people to bow?
But ask people respectfully to bow from the waist. It's not an extreme bow, but it's a... I think Margaret indicated it has its roots in an Asian tradition, Buddhist tradition, and you bow as you go by. And we'll have a donation box.
And all of this money would be tax-exempt?
Yeah, of course. Why would it not be tax-exempt? This is a solid religious experience.
How did you get the city of Los Angeles to give you a quarter acre of land at the corner of Hollywood and Highland? And
I want to answer that question. I don't think it's for us to be answering questions. We got them to do it. And that's all that, you know, that you need to know. The fact is that...
Well, no, it's not all I need to know. I mean, the quarter
We purchased the land, Phil, so I don't understand what the city of Los Angeles has to do with this.
Oh, all right, well, if it's privately owned.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No, I mean, I thought that it was, when she said the corner, naturally I'm thinking...
Well, maybe you ought to listen a little bit more,
All right, Ms. Gray, you win that round, all right. I'm going to take some phone calls here.
Mr. Henry, for one thing.
Go ahead. And your name is what, Onda Santa Maria?
Onda Santa Maria, yeah. I took my name because I was a fan of Mongo Santa Maria, who is a jazz musician. And I wanted to call myself Mongo, and of course there was one, but...
Well, what is your real name?
Well, that is my slave name. I'm not going to give you my slave name.
All right. I dig.
You understand that this religion, this statue to Tom Cruise will be seen from the freeway, the Hollywood freeway. You'll be able to see from down the Hollywood freeway and from other areas. And people will be drawn to it. And when they come to see the Cruise at the Mosaic, and they bow and they get the donation, we have the...
Let me say, Phil, that it's going to be, I think, a wonderful family outing.
All right, 1-800... I'll ask you in a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Andy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, you know, what I'm hearing here is just somebody's trying to make some money. First of all, I'd like to know who come up
with... No. No, it has nothing to do with that, sir. Nothing at all.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. It says in the Bible that here's what the Lord our God is, one Lord. There's only one God, and it's not Tom Cruise. And I'm sure he has nothing to do with this. You could pick anybody. Why don't we just bow to the Statue of Liberty? That'd be bigger than the statue you're getting ready to put up.
We're not saying
you can bow to a building. I mean, you know, just anything that's big, a tall tree. There's only one God, and it's not Tom Cruise. And
I didn't say Tom Cruise was God. We never indicated that Tom Cruise.
Why are you building why don't you build a statue to yourself?
Because Tom Cruise is a symbol of the film movie idol. Which
he'd be more of a symbol than Tom Cruise would, you know?
Well, is this your religion or mine?
If you want to do something good, why don't you put a cross there?
Well, why don't I just start giving you... Why don't I start giving you advice? Why don't I start giving you advice on your religion?
Let me tell this man. This is Onda Santa Maria. What is your name, sir?
My name is Andy Anderson.
All right, Andy. I will tell you so that you know... I understand that. If you're going to proselytize, I want to be able to speak, sir. Or are you going to allow me to speak?
Go ahead, sir.
All right.
Okay, but
wait. Hold on. Andy, hold on for a minute. Go ahead,
sure, okay,
Mr.
Fine.
Santa Maria.
All right. Perhaps you'd be interested to know that at one time I was a priest in a Santeria religion.
You was a what now?
I was a priest in Santeria.
Oh, priest, what religion?
Santeria, you know.
Santeria, they use animal sacrifice, is that right?
That is correct. And at one time as well, I was a priest of the High Satanic Church of San Francisco. So you understand you're speaking to a man who has listened to your gobbledygook long enough.
And wait.
No, this man is preaching his Jesus. I believe in the Earth God. I believe in the Mother...
The Earth is not God.
I believe in the Mother
Earth.
Father.
You're of the Earth. I'm of... Then you're...
I am of the
God.
Mother Father. I am of the Mother Father and the Horned One.
The Horned One? Can I jump in?
Is this man speaking Satanism?
No, hold on.
This man began to speak of Jesus. Let me speak of the Horned One.
The Horned One?
Are you talking about Satan?
Yeah, you better believe I am. You bet
well,
your
Satan's
sweet ass.
Satan's just a fallen angel. He's not anything. You know, there's a lot
to
of
you,
fallen angels.
To you, but I believe in the Mother Father.
God is omnipresent. He's everywhere.
I believe
He's
in the Mother
there
Father.
We breathe.
Okay,
and
look
you know
at guys,
what? God loves you, even though you don't know him.
Yeah,
he
God,
still loves you.
God is a figment of man's imagination, but the only true God is the God of the earth. The God of the earth, which brings to us the fertility of the season.
You know, it's just like the astronaut that said he never saw God, the Russian astronaut. He said, I've never seen God anywhere. You know what? If he got out of his spaceship and got in space and took his helmet off, he'd find God real quick. And we'll all believe in God one way, one time or another.
What's this man talking
about? It says in the Bible, the fool has said in his heart there is no God.
There is no mention of astronauts in the Bible, though, is there?
Well, of course not. Why would there
got
be?
Got you there, yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Hey, I got you on that one.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, gentlemen. Let's not talk religion. Let's just talk about the fundamental idea of the statue of Tom Cruise. Look, if it's private property, as you say it is, Ms. Gray.
Absolutely, Phil.
All right, then if I walk onto your private property and you require me to bow to the statue, I guess I have to. So people like Andy and myself who don't want to bow to the statue of Tom Cruise, I'd have to walk around it. How far out of my way do I have to go?
About, it's 3/4 of a block. And
so I got to walk 3/4 of a block out of my way so I don't have to bow to the statue of Tom Cruise.
Well, let me ask you and Andy this question.
Well, how you egotistical, so we can't walk past it.
How egotistical are you two men that you would walk a full 3/4 of a block out of your way rather than just walk past, bow, and get out of there?
See, this is the ego of man. The
well,
ego
I wouldn't
of
bow
man.
Down to it because in the Old Testament, they wouldn't bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's statue. He said he's going to throw them in the den of fire or burning fire. And they still wouldn't bow down, and they didn't get burned up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they were
threatened
with death. So
you
I'm not going to bow down to it.
You
want to
know how that was in a Ray Stevens song? So don't.
All right, look.
Well, I don't know what he's saying.
All right, look at Andy. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800. You see, this is getting into a religious discussion.
I didn't want it to be, Phil. I simply wanted to share the good news. The good news of the edifice that we are building to our national movie Idol Religion. And that, the visage of Tom Cruise. Now, he'll be dressed in a beautiful tuxedo, which I think is emblematic of the movie star culture. And we're not asking anyone to do anything other than when you walk onto our mosaic worship tableau, that you bow respectfully.
And the money that we raise, Mr. Henry, will go to a variety of outreach programs, hot lunches for schools.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. And,
all right, I got to ask the question, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend you, Margaret, or if this is offensive. Are the two of you involved other than in this business venture?
I'll answer that. Phil, I am married, as you know.
Yes.
Anda is my soulmate on this journey. We have shared a great many things.
Yes.
And beyond that, I don't want to comment. I am loyal to my husband, Frank, in spirit.
That's right.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray with a statue to Tom Cruise at the corner of Hollywood and Highland. She's brought on the high priest, Anda Santa Maria. A guy who is going to be... I'm serious. This is gone, man. It's way out there. Anyway, this is going to be going up at the corner of Hollywood and Highland at the end of August, and in order to get down the street, you're going to have to walk by the Tom Cruise statue and bow to it. You know what? I'll bow to a statue of Tom Cruise. Tim Robbins ain't going to happen. All right. Nah, I'd bow to a statue of Tim Robbins. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Ruth knows more tricks than a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Excuse me, is something going on?
No, everything's fine. You know, Anda is a man of great spirituality, Phil. He is a South American. There is a certain culture there in the way men treat women. And I have told him that referring to any woman, especially an American woman, as a whore or as a goat or something like this is unacceptable.
I understand.
And will not be put up with.
Well, I don't know what kind of a conversation the two of you are having, but I'll tell you this much.
Phil, it's really a personal conversation.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If you've got a statue of Tom Cruise that you want to be tax exempt because it's religious in nature, and then you got your high priest calling you a whore.
I never called him a high priest.
Didn't he say?
He said he had been in the Church of Santeria, but he is simply our spiritual advisor.
Spiritual advisor. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Tommy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I think it's kind of strange that they're wanting tax-exempt status because there's so many different religions. I've got buddies, they're in the Bassmasters. They don't get tax-exempt status for their bass boat, and that's pretty much what they worship. That's what all their attention goes to.
Well, if they don't. What has that got to do with us?
Well,
are you saying they should if we do? I'm saying that we have a spiritual system that is worshipped by billions of people around the world that uses the term idol, as in movie idol, that has houses of worship, that now has a statue that will be 3.5 stories high. How do you ignore a statue that is over 3 stories high?
Well, I can barely hear you. What do you actually worship?
All right, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Ingram, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Dean Ingram.
All right. What are you guys going to do? What are you guys going to do when this thing finally gets built?
Well, it's, Phil, when this thing finally, you get a load of that?
You call this a thing.
This thing, the statue of Tom Cruise.
We're going to be in the mosaic tableau. And
what is the mosaic tableau? That's where the tiled area is?
That is the tiled area where you bow.
And we'll be accepting donations, yes.
Well, good luck. And if this thing ever gets built, then I'll become a priest in your religion.
There's no priest, you jackball.
Yeah. First of all, the guy's with the Santa Maria or the Santa Aria or whatever the hell it is. Then he's with the Satanic Church. And he and Margaret have got a special soulmate relationship. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Do you know what it looks like when a child has to hopscotch without leg braces, just crawling from square to square?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Although if I had to walk three quarters of a block out of my way, I'll bow to the statue of Tom Cruise. I don't give a crap. I'll bow, and then I'll sit down, and I'll eat my sandwich. I'll sit down there at the Pigeons and have something to eat. Anyway, Margaret Gray tells me, as she was getting off the phone, her and Ande, he wanted to be called Mongo, were on their way to have dinner someplace. Some Cuban-Haitian voodoo joint. Good luck, Margaret, with that new one. 1-800-449-8686 is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and tonight is the final episode of our television show, Teachers. And I got the math wrong last week, so forgive me. The week before, we sucked. We did a 74% retention of scrubs. Last week, 79%. So the ratings just blow. So forget it, man. I thought we did 83%, and that's what it said. It was a 2.3 to a 2.8. So scrubs had a 2.8, we had a 2.3. Well, it was a 2.9. So the show is just a pile. Now, if it comes back, great. If we get another run, great. I think everybody on the show is fantastic. We got a great creative team, and we've got a great, cast. But the problem is, like I've always said, man, you get too many freaking people sticking their nose into a creative process, man, it's bound to be a turd. And when we came up with that golf script, man, that was the end, baby. We were hanging in, man. We had a 94% the first week. We went to 86, 83. By the time of that online golf tournament, just PU. And then last week, I guess nobody's watching anymore, 79%. So we'll see what we do tonight. And we're supposed to know by Friday. My prediction, we're dead. And I'm not trying to be overly negative, honest to God. I thought we were doing okay if we pulled that 83 that I thought we did, but we didn't. There's no way in the world, if you're going strictly by what the pundits say, that we're going to get picked up. And let me tell you something else. I don't care how many people the network like the show. All it takes is one guy with a whole lot of power to say, and it goes, baby. As in one guy, as in like, a guy named Jeff or a guy named Kevin. All they got to say is, later for you, man. Now, I don't know what else they're going to put in there. I mean, but they've got pilots. They've been doing, you know, so they got Scrubs, which does great. They got The Office. It's doing great. They got My Name is Earl. It's doing great. Now, The Office, I don't know what The Office did last year. I suspect it did better than we're doing. Although, I don't know. But I just want to tell you that I got the numbers wrong, man. I thought I had the right. I thought it was 83%. It was 79%. Jesus. When I saw that, when I pulled out my calculator and re-entered in the numbers, and I carried a 2, and I divided it by 3, and then I counted on my fingers, I realized I was all in a heap, man. Forget it. And that's when I opened the window to my 6th floor office, stepped out, took a deep breath, and, well, then I crawled back inside. I had coffee on. Phil Hendry Show, Bobby Dooley is coming up next with more stupidity from her side of the tracks.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.